Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're really thinking hard about doing your first workout of the year, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I wonder how many times you'll go to the gym to use the loo this year, Jo.
Well, it's interesting you say that because before Christmas, I fell over.
Oh.
Into a puddle. Long story. And my ankle is still,
oh no,
for want of a better phrase, fucked. I have not yet been to the hospital. I don't like to waste NHS's time, as everybody well knows, even though I do frequent them. Because online it says like 4 to 6 weeks,
okay,
for a sprain /fall of a woman of my age. So I'm kind of waiting. But what that does mean is it's already, this time of year, slowed down my get back to the gym plan.
You have missed out an excuse there. Swelling.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
You should have mentioned that with your Christmas game.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I probably didn't gain anything. It's just all
it's just the
excess. Anyway, hello, producer Paul, you're here as well.
Hi.
Hi. These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to take a look at how the outside world approaches their diet. And we hear from a listener's slimming angel and slimming devil. We're going to get a voice note from Charlotte later on in this episode. But first, let's help a couple who, frankly, guys, did not have a good Christmas.
Oh, okay. So, usually we do a foodie dilemma, mm-hmm. Obviously this one being a bit more festive, it's a little bit different, but still interested to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
So, is it okay for a man to buy his wife a robot vacuum cleaner as a Christmas present?
Oh, no.
Okay, nice.
Before I get your opinion, Jo, mm-hmm. and producer Paul, here's his justification. So, he works away most of the time, so isn't around to help with the chores. She is a stay-at-home mum, so he sees this as something that will save her precious time every week. He asked her several times what she wanted for Christmas, and she said that she didn't want anything.
Oh, classic.
Okay.
Classic. Here's my thought process. It depends how old you are. It depends how long you've been in the relationship.
Right, yeah.
Because I feel like early days in a relationship, this feels like a no-no. But 1 year, it was a real turning point for myself and Matt, my boyfriend, when on Valentine's Day, he bought me a lock and lock box for some cereal.
Okay.
And he was like, it was practical, isn't it? Practical Valentine's Day present. Okay. Now, he did get me a nice card and some chocolates too. But I thought, ooh, yeah, this is good. I
you quite know
like
how
this.
Passionate you are about Shreddies, Joe.
I know, right? And he's bought me one. He bought me one every year for the next 3 years for Valentine's.
Did you ever use it?
Yeah, we use them all the time.
Okay, well, there you go then.
We use them all the time.
Yeah.
And so we're quite like a practical present.
See, I understand his reasons and I get where he is coming from. However, I think he should have played it differently. Instead of saying it was just for her, it should have been a Christmas present for the house or for the pair of them, and then got her something separately, because all those points would still be valid.
Yeah.
And she would then use it, but it's not just then aimed at for her.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's like, it's a cleaning product, so it's got to be yours.
Yeah.
That's how it
That's
feels.
Where I would be a little bit pissed off about it.
Yeah.
But I understand the sentiments entirely, and
yes.
I get that.
Yeah. And also, if my boyfriend is listening to this, I'd like a robot Hoover.
Oh, okay.
At any time of year.
Yeah, it wouldn't work in our house. Ethan would literally just chase that around
the
house.
He'd be sat on it.
It would.
Like a little ride.
Oh, he'd love it.
So cute.
He'd climbing on everything at the moment, so he'd be in his element.
I don't know whether we dare ask producer Paul's view on this.
No, I think I would be even harsher than you two. I think
would you?
This makes me sick when men do stuff like this and they think, well, she said she didn't want anything, and so I got her this. And it's a real sign of, oh, this is your job, doing the vacuum cleaning.
What, producer Paul, I've seen you in a completely different light.
Honestly, this is one of those things where men get themselves in trouble without ever really,
man, really
needing to be.
If I'm honest,
put a bit of thought into
Paul
this.
Paul is good at gifts for his wife.
Okay.
You are good at gifts.
Yeah, but it's such an easy point scorer. Mm. You know, it's like, just have a look. What does she like? If you see a dress that she looks nice in, check what the label is on it and go get her something from there.
I do, yeah. I got for Christmas, one of my presents for my boyfriend was new pillows. And again, it's quite similar, as in I was complaining about my pillows, so he did that off the back of that and bought me new ones. And they were quite expensive, I think, but they're not my pillows. They're like different, like weight or whatever, and I'm really struggling to get on with them. And I feel like that's like a wasted present because you didn't listen to actually what I said I wanted. In fact, nobody did. Even my parents didn't listen to what I wanted.
So darling.
That's a whole other story. I get this, and it's, you know, he's trying, but it's just the wrong way around it. 100%.
But for me, the only thing where I think she deserves some criticism here is saying, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
You do want something, don't you? No one doesn't want anything.
You've got to be specific.
And you know this person you're married to. Yeah. And if he's not good at coming up with things like this, just give him a bit of a guide.
Like when you say,
it's like, oh, I like this perfume.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Or can you get me a Costa gift card?
Yeah.
Great, to the point.
Oh.
But you probably won't get one.
That's what Victoria wanted. For Christmas not happened.
It's a weird one.
It is a weird one. We did put this to our Facebook community, so let's get some reaction.
So Jackie says, not acceptable at all.
Oh.
It's a present for the household and not just for her. Yeah, that's my point exactly.
It is true, but we did get housey presents because we've not long moved house.
Mm.
We actually decided to get housey presents for Christmas, because we spent such a fortune on the house on doing it up and wanting new things. It was like, God, do we want extra stuff? Like, it just felt like we were in that zone of house.
We got a ninja last Christmas. We didn't do Christmas last year because Ethan was a newborn, so we just said, right, whatever we'd get or whatever we would have spent,
we'll spend on the house.
That was the best thing ever.
So I genuinely don't mind a housey present. Brooke said, I'm on my second Valentine's Day Hoover. And this year got scales for Christmas. I did ask for them.
Okay, that's fine.
The first time I unwrapped a cordless Hoover on Valentine's, I was a bit like, what? But I had been moaning about wanting one for ages, so it did show he'd listened.
Yeah, same with the pillow.
Yeah, that's true.
Phil says, so from a man's point of view, one year I bought my better half a spade.
Shitting out of Phil.
It was a really good one, and it's what she wanted.
Is it, though?
I have a photo of her super hyped when she saw it all wrapped.
Oh, yeah, that's hard to disguise.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risk because she could use that to bury you.
I was literally about to say that. But I just love the idea of a spade wrapped up underneath the Christmas tree.
John says, it's thoughtful, considerate and practical.
Oh, John.
She said more than once she doesn't want anything, and this is way more than nothing. Us men are literal beings.
Yes.
So he's gone against his primal instincts and not been literal and got her nothing. So how can this be wrong?
It is true. You do have to lay it down for them.
What if he'd have got her the robot Hoover and, you know, some pajamas?
A perfume or something.
Yeah, that's, and something
that
personal.
Would have been better. Yes.
Yes.
Because it's not personal, is it?
Yeah. Again, I still say, if Matt had bought me a robot Hoover. What a life, Adam. What a lovely life.
Ailes says, I'd bloody love a robot vacuum
yes,
cleaner.
Come on, Ailes.
Although the hubby does most of the hoovering himself, note to self, buy hubby a robot vacuum cleaner for Christmas this year.
Great work. Really great work. Ruth says, my husband bought me an iron for Christmas when we first got married. I'd been looking at this iron for ages and I was over the moon I got it. I'm also one of those weirdos that likes ironing.
I don't even think I own an iron.
Oh my
what?
God.
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
This is new
information. Let me
information.
Have a look at you. Oh yeah, that could do with a bit of an iron.
No, it bloody couldn't. This is my baggy Christmas weight jumper that I wore this time last
it
year,
looks
actually.
Great.
Natalie says, my husband thought it was okay to buy me a new mop and bucket for Valentine's
Jesus.
Day once. That was about 20 years ago, and he's never bought me a Valentine's gift since.
Yeah, but because I bet you moaned like fuck.
Yeah,
and he was like, I won't bother. I won't bother next year.
That's
I know
not the moral of the story is, though, don't get anything.
It's so true.
I don't know what's worth, Valentine's or Christmas. Oh, I think Valentine's is probably worse.
Valentine's is pressure
like
because actually there's just a lot of shit around.
Yeah, but a box of chocolates and a bunch of flowers goes a long way at Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me too.
Not Christmas.
Let's
though.
Go out and have a meal.
Shall we? Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought you were asking. Sorry, food on the brain.
Oh, darling, let's expense it. Fuck it. What a year we're having. Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast per week. 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Our Patreon's now just £4 a month, but the benefits are bigger than ever. Everyone who signs up in January will get an exclusive 2024 is my year sticker. And it guarantees it is.
Yeah.
So,
and it is.
So
it's,
you know,
year.
It's like magic. There'll be a new sticker every month this year as well. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue and free spot prizes, including cash.
Yeah.
Too. So sign up at patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so Joe, this has got you all over it.
Thank you.
Here are 3 tips for working off belly fat this year.
Why are you saying belly
no,
fat?
I'm not
looking
saying,
at that,
I'm not
Ruth.
Just saying yes. That's for you, but you like a hack. You like a dieting hack
do.
And a quick fix.
I do.
You got yourself out of that nice.
And I've got
Thank
a belly, so I do know.
Okay, I'm not saying anymore. right, so the first tip, okay, eat small and often. If you eat small portions of the right foods every 2 to 3 hours, you can lose belly fat whilst feeling satisfied.
Interesting.
Eating every 2 hours.
Hang on, I can do this. What are the foods?
Okay, so the ideal foods include chicken.
I can do that.
Salmon.
Yes.
Eggs.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Brown rice.
Yes.
And non-starchy vegetables.
Don't know what those are. We'll Google it.
Like broccoli and stuff.
Yeah, so it's not potatoes.
But you don't have to eat, like I could just have chicken wings.
No.
No. No.
And you've got to have small portions.
It's probably a chicken, like half a chicken breast or something with a bit of kale.
Why does it have to be small portions?
Because you're eating every 2 hours.
Yeah, but it's fine.
You can't have eight meals a day.
What?
Watch me. Okay. So we're not talking about big plates. We're talking about like your little side plates and then probably half of that.
Yeah, well, I'll have to do that every hour instead of 2 hours, but carry on. Carry on.
Okay, so this one I might find a bit of a challenge. Cut out the booze. Drinking alcohol adds to belly fat.
What's interesting is I don't normally drink at home, really, at all, but over Christmas, I have got into rhubarb and apple gin.
Lovely.
And a slimline tonic, obviously, okay. Dan. Let's keep those cows down.
But I think gin's low-calorie anyway. Like, I think that's actually a really good drink to have.
I've still, at this recording, not worked out the sins because I was going to just not bother. But if I could have that,
yeah,
and it was only like 2 or 3 sins.
I think it is, isn't it? Like, cause I'm sure a vodka used to be, 3 sins? So it's similar, isn't it? It's a white spirit.
I could have that every night.
You could.
And I didn't. And listen, last year I didn't drink at home and I put on like nearly a stone.
New year, new you, drinking at home.
That's what I mean. You've got to reverse what you did last year to get the results.
Well, actually, it says low or no alcohol alternatives often have lower sugar and can help you lose around the middle. So, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm happy to take that bit on. Let's see.
Sure.
Let's see. I'll go for a low alcohol alternative.
Okay. And then don't always go for low fat. Cutting out fat might lower the calories, but lower fat food is often replaced with sugar to help with flavour.
This is true. This does happen.
Yeah, but Slimming World is low fat though, isn't it? So do you think you're having more sugar by doing Slimming World?
It's not that. It's because Slimming World encourages you to eat clean, really. Because all the food, the meat, the veg, the salads, and all of that—that's sin-free. They're saying have as much of you as you want. Have that good stuff.
Cut the fat off the bacon, though.
Yeah, true. You do have to do that. But the thing is, the things that are labelled as low fat, like a low fat yogurt, is being replaced with shit.
Yeah,
that's not healthy food.
No,
it's not healthy stuff at all. It's being replaced with God knows what. But it's being replaced with something. It still tastes good.
I read a book by a food writer called Michael Pollan, and his whole chapter was about if it says diet or low fat on it, don't eat it.
Yeah,
because it's bad for you. Because they replace it.
It says here a full fat Greek yogurt might contain more fat but less sugar than a low fat yogurt.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is interesting. And this is where, guys, we've got to decide whether we want to lose a few pounds or be healthy because. Sometimes they're very different things. But good tips, darling. You can look me up and down next recording to see whether I've taken any of them into account.
Okay, will do.
1, 2, or 3 of them, who knows. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. It's your slimming angel and your slimming devil. This week, it's Charlotte.
Hi, my name's Charlotte, and here's how I can be a slimming angel and a slimming devil. So basically, as a slimming angel, I take all my vitamins, I drink my minimum of 3 litres of water in squash a day, I track my calories on my phone, and I make sure that I'm sitting around 2,000 calories. If I'm sitting around 1,800, I am winning. 2,200, that's okay, still a slimming angel. But when I am a slimming devil, like I was last night, it's because I let my hunger levels get the best of me and I hadn't tracked and I was just grazing and grazing and grazing. And then I thought, sod this. So one cupcake led to 3 cupcakes.
Oh, no.
One Halo ice cream lolly turned into 3. And then the biscuit barrel opens and it's just non-stop for about 3 hours of sugar and chocolate and crap. But as a side note, whether I'm a slimming angel or a slimming devil in regards to food and calories, exercise is a must-do 6 days a week.
Wow.
Got to get in the gym or just get the steps in because it's a mental thing.
Wow. 6 days, that is dedication.
I feel a bit in awe of Charlotte. Yeah. Even when she's bad, she's doing 6 days.
Yes, that's fine.
Although she did just say she drinks all her water via squash. So that's
which you do not endorse. No. I got to say, though, Charlotte does sound a bit like me in some terms.
Does she
mentioned the Halo lolly or ice cream, whatever it was. That's a low-calorie one.
Yeah.
But I sometimes have low-calorie stuff, but have three times as much. Like she says, I've had one and then I'll have three.
Yeah.
That's me all over. Oh, I'm going to be good. I'll have one. Oh,
yeah,
that's not satisfied
me. Yeah. Because it's lower calorie, lower sinned, whatever. You can have more of it. And in the end, you probably actually have more than what you would if you only had one.
You definitely would. Yeah. So always just go straight for the mint magnum. Time to point that out. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. You just need to send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive a slimming angel sticker. If Charlotte can get in touch for hers,
because
producer Paul has not given us the details, then we will send that sticker out to you. That is it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with our full episode on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.